It begins in 3, 2. You know I got all that. It begins in 3, 2, 1.
This is Rough Cuts, the Super Review Edition! A show hosted by an American and an Australian. Recorded June 6, 2013. With your hosts, Jake Wesley
and Dale Campbell.
Well. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Rough Cuts, the show that helps you get more prone with Photoshop. Just kidding. This is a music review podcast by an American and an Australian, recorded June 6th. That's what the day it is. Not for me, but for you. My name's Dale Campbell, and joining me as always is Mr. Jake Wesley. Jake Wesley, welcome back.
Hello, and I should say my 30 year old apocalypse on a donkey Photoshop thing is working very well.
Yes. Okay, then.
I don't know, I'm playing off what you said.
We're kicking off well with show title ideas already.
Yes. Although I think I know what one of the show title ideas might be. It's called Super Reviews!
Super Reviews! We haven't got one, Super we haven't got reviews. Two, we haven't got three, we've got four!
Four! Four reviews today, folks! Four! Four reviews! I'm getting crazy with the reviews! I don't got two, I got four! I got four reviews that you need to listen to, because we had a lot of stuff. I almost said three, shut up! We would have had five, but we had a guest that couldn't make it today, so we're going to try and get three next week, and my video went dark.
It did. That's a type racist cam in Skype.
There we go.
Yeah, Jake right, Wesley's yeah. now on camera, by the way. You can now see Jake
Yes,
Wesley.
I'm on camera again, and back by popular demand. I don't know if it's actually popular. I have a tan this time in the camera. Not naturally, it's the lighting quality.
I think next week he's going blue. We need to do that.
Yes. Here's my impression of Eiffel 55, is it?
Yeah.
55. I'm blue, da-da-dee-da-da-da, da-da-dee-da-da-da,
da-da-dee-da-da-da,
da-da-dee-da-da-da. Okay, sorry.
I was actually listening to that song the other day. It freaked
really?
Me out. It's like, this was, what, 90s?
I think early 1000s, actually. Probably. It might be late 90s, early 1000s.
We need a producer to get onto this.
We do, and unfortunately, we don't have a producer. Except counting the person who's listening and talking to me in Skype, but I don't think she's paying attention at all the time. So,
she got today's code word, which is bottle cap.
Yes, she's got that down. other than anything else, then no, she's busy, so I'm not going to try and bug her too much. So today's Super Reviews. This is because 2 weeks ago we didn't have a show, and we really wanted to get those reviews done. Then it wasn't planned to not have a show. So we're doing four album reviews this show, and I think that's all we're doing.
We call it the Rough Cuts Crazy Catch-Up Incorporated. I just need another C word.
So something about ketchup. Yeah. So we're going to do four reviews. We got four albums to cover. We're not really going to say what we're listening to, because this is all we've been listening to.
This really has.
Well, my two albums. But I think Dale listened to all five.
I listened to all five. Because I am a crazy person.
Yes, he's crazy. And I didn't get all five because I got bills to pay.
Yeah. Someone hasn't got bills.
One of us don't have to worry about that. The other one does. And, yeah, so. Wait until you graduate.
Yeah.
Then you'll have to worry about that stuff. Welcome to Rough Cuts, where we review half an album.
Welcome to Rough Cuts, where we review real life. All right.
Real life. All right. Well, we got no. So we got no. What we're listening to. We got no topic. No. We got no K-pop
shit.
Even.
What? That was not meant to play. All right.
All right.
That's.
So, what time is it, Dale?
It's time for.
It's time for the ultimate review extravaganza.
We'll get into
it's time for round one. Of
round
Super
one.
Reviews.
Ding, ding, fight.
Fight.
No, fight.
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 Finish him.
Finish him.
They're not actually fighting each other. That would be bad. Anyway, so yeah, we got four albums to review. We're going to do one each, and then we're going to go to round two, which has the other two albums that we're choosing. So the first two albums in this segment are is Daft Punk's new album, Random Access Memories, and 30 Seconds to Mars, Love, Lust, Faith, and Dreams. Interesting album title, man, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a little bit. All right, we're going to start with Daft Punk, which we were supposed to cover 2 weeks ago, but was unable to because I wasn't here. For those who don't know, they are a French electronic music duo, and they have been around for quite a bit, and famous for a lot of things, but they also did the Tron soundtrack for the movie reboot that came out a few years ago, and was a very interesting soundtrack. I liked it. I actually listened to a few songs on there, and I enjoyed it. But if you base their music off what you listen to on Tron, then you don't really get who they are, because they are an electronic type music group, but they also incorporate a little funk into their music, which I like the mix. I like the mix of how that works and stuff. And there's a few songs on this album that mix works really well. The title track of the album, Give Life Back, not title track, the first track of the album, Give Life Back to Music, does this very well. And it also uses the robotic voice as the vocals. Excuse me, there's a fly here. Sorry. I saw a fly and I was like, bam! And it works really well. However, it doesn't work for all of them for me. It's just, I like having this funk feel, and I like electronic music. I don't always like it mixed. And that's why my rating of it was a little lower.
You got funk in my electronic. You got electronic in my funk.
What the heck? I didn't need this. Now, there are places where this works. Get Lucky, featuring Pharrell, does it really well. I liked that blend of it put into the song. That was a good blend. Like I said, Get Life Back to Music, that was a good blend. As for a few other songs on here, I'm not real sure how I feel about it, but the one part of the song which I really found weird was the last song on the album, which was Contact. This is the one where I'm pretty sure someone got abducted by an alien. Something. And Dale is dying in the background.
I'm dying in the background. Whoops, we did that? Not mute. Damn it.
You did not mute. You did not mute it. I'm actually
muted
doing
it on
my
the
impression.
Stream. Yeah, haha. You have to deal with me coughing. Haha.
Ha ha. Uh-huh. Wait until we listen to him hear a cough, then you're like, oh no, he didn't. Okay.
No,
he did. Oh, he coughs in the background. Can you tell who I'm imitating?
The French?
Do you know who I'm imitating? I'm imitating someone who's French.
Yes.
Or Spanish, depending
yes.
on how his
is this
his name
a
is.
French person sitting in like a cafe?
In the cafe?
Oh, ho, ho.
Or in the croissant?
In the espresso? Wait, that's Italian.
It's made the croissant. I adore. Maybe. I feel like I need to go watch Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, that's my one problem with the album. I think it's the second track of the album.
It's the third track,
I think. Yeah, that's right.
That's who I was imitating, yeah. Giorgio Moroder. It was the song is called Giorgio by Moroder. I don't know, like the first, like when I hear this, like it's like when I was a young boy, I learned how to play guitar. When I hear his voice, I think of Dos Equis, the man, the most interesting man in the world.
Yes.
It's like, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends.
I'm listening. I'm paying attention. Keep going.
What? You didn't watch the camera, did you?
Probably not.
Never mind. Anyways. That starts off fine, but then when he keeps doing it, like, throughout the song, it kind of annoys me, because the song is actually really good. But I don't want to hear the narration of this guy over and over.
That's what dropped the album down for me. But I just like the French accent. That's just me.
Oh, the accent's great. I like it, but I don't like hearing it over and over. Because I feel like I have to sneeze every time I hear it.
What?
It's just... I don't know. I think French, and I think stuffy nose or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, the two songs I really enjoyed on this album was Give Life Back to Music, Get Lucky, which is actually being played a lot on radio, which is good for this band. I like that they're being like on the popular list. I don't want it to be like their way of saying, oh, we're sellouts. They're not selling out. They're not at all. But I don't want it to be, I don't want it to lead to something like that. Like a certain crossover group that we reviewed a while back. Do you remember their name? I don't remember.
I don't know. Was it Two Something?
Two
Classical Crossover for my taste. That's what the name of the band was.
Two Clavicles, I believe.
Two Clavicles.
Two Clavicles. Clavicles, yes. Clavicle crossover music. Two Clavicles. No. But no, unlike that, though, these guys aren't a sellout. I'm not quite sure how I like the funk feel to this album, but I think if you have a niche for this kind of music, you're going to really love it. It has this sort of, like, classic... disco feel to it also in a way, because it is kind of like one of the genres it lists on here is disco, but it's mostly electronic. But it pays like a homage back to like in like the 80s where like the synths were really big back in the days, and because that's part of their main instruments is the synthesizer. If I'm correct.
Yes.
Modular synthesizer and vintage Volcoders, according to this Wikipedia article.
Digital what?
I'm looking at Wikipedia while I'm doing this. But I'm looking at the actual article. I'm not playing WoW someone I know during a show.
Someone who's actually been on the show.
Who's been on the show. Who's not listening? Because
was
so
that
don't
the
worry.
Classical? Was that the Classical cavity
it was,
episode?
Was not
no,
that
it wasn't.
No, that was the second episode we did, I believe.
Yes,
where the classical crossover or the my bad, clavicle
crossover.
But no, this album is very listenable. Still, I do enjoy listening to this album. It's not going to be one of the first things I put in, though. It's on the back burner for me, but what did you think about this?
I thought
this?
It was amazing. It's amazing. I disagree. Sorry.
Oh, well. Sorry.
It's... Okay, I've never had this experience. 19A of Rough Cuts, as we've now known to call it. Or round one of the super reviews, whatever we're calling this. I've never had an album where... I put it on and just went, like, Give Life to Music just was amazing. Followed up with the Underwater Level was amazing as well.
It did feel kind of fast, despite it being 74 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it did go... It went by quickly, which is weird, but...
And the songs aren't still short. Good. Like, they're 4 to 5
no.
minutes long. Well, apart from Mr. French 9 minutes
French,
over there.
French Mortal. See, this is the kind of format that works, Timberlake, if you're listening. we actually do something with the song instead of just putting two songs in one. So, take note from Daft Punk.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm actually gonna give them a little bit higher review, because...
And Get Lucky is just one of those songs that I've never had a song on Rough Cuts. I mean, Strange Talk would come close to this, where it's a song that I just listen to over and over and over again, and some of the lesser impressive albums in this week's episode, which we'll get to in a minute. It's just one of those...
I know which one he's talking about.
We'll get to that. And,
do you? Maybe.
Maybe.
Take a guess. We'll take your wagers until that album comes up.
There's not a song. I mean, Strange Talk would come close to this, where it's just an uplifting enough song and you can listen to it over and over and over again and not get bored of it. You experience new things in the song, because the song is 6 minutes long. I mean, it's not a short song, and yes, I have radio edits, and yes, I have fan-made cuts of it on YouTube. I mean, yeah, it's just one of those songs that I can do over and over and over again. Realistically, it sounds like you're near a beach. You're not near a beach, are you?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I'm not near a beach.
Okay.
I don't think. Just, why? Am I making a beat?
I can hear waves.
I'm doing my own dubstep album, okay? Don't judge me.
We're looking forward to that, by the way. But I had to take some points off for the...
It's called Jake Drops a Something.
Jake Drops a Something.
But it's not a beat.
Hey now.
Hey, hello.
No, I had to take some points off for the French accent. But this is just one of those albums, like you said. It
was all about the French accent, so sexy. Don't you know it's a fact there. Although Tama did tell me that the buzzing actually sounds like I have a lisp.
so I get the accent down pretty quick because I have the lisp. Okay, because, you know, me and the Spanish, we have lisp.
Sorry.
Anyways. We're going to get so many people emailing the show. One star reviews from French people.
From Patrick.
From Patrick from France. There you go.
One-star reviews from Patrick from fans.
That's why I gave this album a high score, because it just was one of those albums that I just went, wow, I was not expecting this. And I hear that there are mixed reviews of this album. You either love it or you hate it. It's one of those types of albums, and I'm on the love side.
According to this article based on their critical reception, there is, out of 100 on Metacritic, received an 87 out of 100.
Whoa.
Which is roughly what I'm giving them in five-star format.
Five-star format.
But that's average. That's based on 42 reviews. 42! 42 reviews.
42.
AV Club gives it a B+. Entertainment Weekly gives it an A. Rolling Stone gives it 4 out of 5 stars.
Ooh.
And
I'm
going
to have words
it...
with Rolling Stone.
All right. Well, ending this part of the review, it is still a very listenable album. Like I said, I enjoy quite a few parts of it, but not all of it's my cup of tea. If you enjoy this stuff a lot more, then you are gonna love this. You're gonna give it a higher rating than I did. But I actually gave it a higher rating than I originally did. So. By like a 2,500th of a point, I gave it a 3.75 memories out of 5.
There you go.
So, and what did you give it?
I gave it 4.75.
He had the same idea.
I had the same
only
idea.
A higher a number higher.
And the right. whole star higher because yeah, only 0.25 off for the French cafe scene. I'm like, what the hell are they doing here?
The French cafe, we had to do that time anyway.
We've gone from the best lead in track to underwater level to a French cafe. I think we're flying around the world a bit too much.
Underwater level.
It did. The Game of Love surprised me because it sounded like an underwater level.
You can download the new album Daft Punk Random Access Memories on iTunes. You can also visit them at daftpunk.com. Now.
Oh.
Sorry. All right, we're done with that.
Now let's go on to this, man.
No, you're pulling out your stoner voice a bit too early. Save that for the second reviews.
Okay. Or even the first one, depending on how this goes. All right, so we're now going over to Dale for a little bit of Jared Leto.
Yos. 30 seconds to Mars. I don't know why. Why am I doing that accent? I don't know.
Stop. The 30 seconds to Mars, don't you know?
Don't you know? Love, Lust, Faith, and Dreams. Wow. This album is wow.
Wow.
It doesn't hold back at all. If you listen to the bumper carefully, Jake Wesley did a bit of creative editing to cut off an F-bomb.
Oh!
You did.
I didn't know that.
That was an F-bomb straight after that.
I didn't think of it when
get all those together. No, that's an F-bomb right there. And they have several F-bombs throughout this album. I'm just going, wow. And they do a lot of experimental stuff. So this album is very experimental.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I don't like about it is it's broken up into the four segments. And at the beginning of the first track, there's a lady that comes on and it sounds literally like this. It comes on and says, "Love." And then the music starts. Like, what?
Like she's giving birth?
Yes. And she's having a dream about it? And she thinks it's all lust. Anyway.
Okay, what woman when they give birth goes, it's not like you're taking a dump. It's a lot different. It's a lot different than that. I think. I don't know what goes on.
Ladies,
but I'm pretty sure that's different.
Ladies, want to chime in?
Ladies, chime in. Chime in, please.
Feel free to call us.
If you've had a baby, please tell us. Is it like taking a dump?
Jesus. We do need a lady on
this
show.
We went there.
But that's one thing that distracts it, because, okay, so suddenly it decides to go, and then, okay, yeah, and then about four songs play.
It's not even it's a hurrah! It's like, baby's out, hurrah! No.
Hurrah! And then three songs play, and then it goes, "Lust." And then
that's
the song plays. That is the massive throw-off of this album. I have not heard an album on this show that has broken the album up in pieces. Actually, no, Paramore did with the interlude. But I suppose that's not... Could you imagine Hayley Williams coming onto the microphone, all up on the microphone going,
"Lust."
Us. Oh, we interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. We have a lady who's telling us an update about having a baby. according to the source, she says, "I had a friend tell me having a baby was like having a huge poop once." There we go, folks. An update. It is true. It is exactly like taking the dump. Wow, that's bad.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Exactly. Now back to the regular scheduled program. And the show has reached a new low, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be the new low.
It's literally like we took a dump on the show. Oh, see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Now, well, did it take you 30 seconds to go to Mars and take a dump? Ah, see what I'm trying to do? Is segue back onto the show. But no, this... It's very experimental.
Bend a car, Pat Benatar! Okay, sorry. Channeling Colin Mockery. Anyways, continue.
I'm all thrown off. But no, this album is very, very experimental. And they do change it up a bit. Tiny bits between the segments. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just weird. I just went, wow, it made me think. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every section of the bit. But it was a bit of a throw-off having an album that's literally divided into the different sections of the title of the album. Something...
I know you really enjoyed it, but according to Metacritic, only of 9 reviews, sadly, it received a score of 62.
Mm, out of 100. Yeah, I could see why. I could see.
A lot of people weren't experimenting. Don't like experimental stuff. They're like, just give us what you always do.
Yeah, give us the Kill or whatever that one song that they had before this was called. But
a lot of bands do that, though. It's, I guess, you know, because if it doesn't work the first time, they'd be like, okay, well, we've tried it.
Yeah, and I think they'll be back. They'll try something new. And if you are a big fan of this band, this is not the first time they have tried something different. I think they're just trying to create a different niche in the indie rock alternative genre. That's the one I was thinking of.
There you go.
And they have gone away from that alternative and have become more rock than alternative in this album. And I just think that people are shocked from that transition. I like it. I love this album. I won't listen to it as much as Daft Punk, but hey, I still enjoyed it. And I love something that makes me think.
And all of this. That didn't even come out right at all.
I don't know.
All
what
songs on the album were written by the lead singer Jared Leto.
Yeah.
And he only one song was co-written by his brother. I believe it was Shannon, his brother. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that his wife?
That might be his wife.
Let me check real quick.
Producer, get on that.
Hold let me on. Make sure. No, it's his brother.
His brother.
Yeah.
Alright. No, I really, really love this album. It made me think, and I love an album that makes me think in a positive way rather than making me think, go, what the fuck am I just listening to? It wasn't like that. It was like thinking about, alright, this is interesting, this is fun. Rather than the lady coming on saying, dreams. And just going,
lust. baby.
I don't know where to take that one. But, no, it's...
Don't.
It's a fantastic album. I recommend you pick it up.
Right. And you give it?
I give it 4 City of Angels out of 5.
4 City of Angels out of 5, and referring to the number 4 track. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even mean to do that. There you go.
Nice. You can find, like all the albums we have on here, you can find the album on iTunes. They are both available in the States and in the Australian area. The Australian area.
Showtime.
You can find their more information on the band at 30secondsofmars.thisisthehive.net/ No, we don't need it. Just do .net. This has already been out, so there's no more pre-order.
Oh, whoops.
I don't think.
Here's a show notes that we prepared earlier.
Yes. We prepare these months in advance, people. So I'm saying that with some lenience, but we prepare these in advance, so we're going to change it before it comes out.
Alrighty. There is the good half of the show. No, I'm joking.
The mostly say, good half.
I shouldn't say that. Even though I will.
I'll roughly agree with you there, because the first two albums we review pretty much were the more favorable albums on these reviews, but the next two...
So let's turn the tape over from the A side to the B side.
Yeah. Let's do that real quick. Okay. Oh, hold on. I got the tape right here.
Oh.
See the tape?
Yeah.
Right here? All right. I'm going to push this down, and as soon as I do, I want you to press play. You ready?
Oh, Jesus. I can't have you open it.
Okay, here we go. Wait, hold on. I got to... Hold on. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three!
And now, part two!
Sorry, I had to take my headphones off. Huh?
That's fine. I just remembered. I had wine.
Oh.
Anyways. So, yes. So, the tape worked.
I got pretty close, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't that mixtape I sent to Brian.
Ooh. Hello.
My love song. No. All right. This is part two.
I have that mixtape, by the way. Do you want to hear it real quick?
Oh, you... Uh-oh.
It's cool.
Oh, is it this right here?
Great. Her gay friend is really cool, too.
I guess not.
That's the mixtape I have.
We'll check out their mixtapes later, see what happens. All right. So this is... We had the good. Now I guess we'll go to the bad.
We have the A side. We had the A side. Now we have the B side.
The B side. Okay. So the albums we're talking about now, we're going to start with John Fogerty wrote a song for everyone, and then we'll go on to Queens of Stone Age like clockwork. I'm going to start with John Fogerty. This is actually not my first choice to do, but because I didn't do the other one, which I actually forgot what the one I was going to do.
What was that?
Something about sex.
That's right.
Something about sex, and you were like, no. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm kidding. Alright, so this album is the ninth album by John Fogerty, who was who used to be a part of the Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR as short, and then he became more popular as a solo artist, and he had big hits such as Proud Mary and Fortunate Son, which are all songs in this album. Now, if you just heard me say that, and you're thinking, wait, didn't he already release those albums or songs? Yes, he did release those songs. But these are all re-releases because these are pretty much all duets or trios and such.
Collaborations.
There we go. I just like saying trio.
Triorations. Anyway.
So... This is just most of this stuff is just collaborations with other artists to make like remakes of these songs. There are only two songs on the album that are new, and those songs are Mystic Highway and Train of Fools. Now, I'll get to those in a second, but I want to talk about the collaborations real quick. There are some on this album that I really like. Even the ones that kind of sound the same as the original.
Yep.
I actually like Fortunate Son, the first song in the album. I don't care if it sounds almost exactly like the original track. I like that it's a little bit updated, and I like that it's collaborated with someone else. And that's good. Also, one of their songs, his song's Lodi, which he does with Shane Fogerty and Tyler Fogerty. I bet they're related.
Oh, what's the chances?
What's the chances that they meet somebody and they're not even related?
And they have the same last name. Two of them, in fact.
How? Who stole my last name? I'm pretty sure that those are his children. Or relative of some sort. I didn't look too far into it. But I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that it was a little, it had a little more of an emotional feel to it, but I also had a feeling of, this song we're having fun with.
Yeah.
So, enjoy. At the ending, if you hear before it cuts off and goes to the next track, you'll hear him go, it's like, holy lord, that was fun. And I like that. It's like, okay, it's good. Now, here's where I'm kind of iffy about this. Now, we mentioned last week, when you and I talked about it before we did the show, we mentioned that this was pretty much in the category of a cover album, where it kind of feels like it, but an artist can cover himself, right?
Yes.
All right, so it is a cover album, and featuring other people that's helping to cover the track. But usually when if you hear stuff that's like covered by the same artist, like I would if it was me and I wanted to cover a song that I did, I would want to put a different spin on it. I don't want to necessarily make the same song that I did before, because I know I can already do it.
And that's where the covering the artist actually comes from. So say if John Fogerty did a song, then he just went and did this mostly happens in live performances where the artist actually does it acoustically. It still classifies as a cover from the original artist because it's different.
Right.
So.
And even an acoustic version of a song is actually, in some cases, better. Or more preferable. I mean, obviously, I don't want to hear an acoustic version of Proud Mary or Fortunate Son. I wouldn't hear those as up tracks. But have you ever seen The Rain? That would sound good as a acoustic version, which it kind of is, but it's still original instrumentation to it. But I did like Alan Jackson's verse in it. But as far as most of the other songs on this album, I want a little more mixing up. I don't really want to
one of my notes here. I had John Fogerty's album sounds like Rusty John Fogerty. Throughout this whole album, the new John Fogerty album sounds like Rusty old John Fogerty. Fogerty.
I think to a point it was like, oh, let's see if I can still do all this. With some of them, Fortunate Son, he can do it. He can do that song pretty well. Ooh. I like that. But hold on, I'm not done. But Proud Mary,
no,
not really. For one thing, the tempo is slower.
And that faster, song faster, should, faster. Wait, he's.
He can't go that fast apparently. I want it to be picked up like in the original. I don't. And to be honest, that one you can do again, like almost do the same thing with it. But because the highlight of the song is Jennifer Hudson doing that song, because that's something it's more soulful and it's more more soulful, and there's more like gospelness in it in that song, and she can pull it off. She has that voice where she can do it, but you gotta keep it at the same speed. You can't like half the speed and half. And like, cause like, I heard it, and I'm like, should I be swinging to this?
Yeah, what should I be? Yeah, and I hate that how it go. It's kind of in the middle of something. You either go all the way with one thing and all the way with the other thing, or just don't do it at all.
Right.
Don't have a middle ground.
This is the second artist we've talked about in the past month who has done a collaboration with Brad Paisley. If you remember, a few weeks ago I did an album review of LL Cool J. And he did a collaboration with Brad Paisley, and I mentioned on there. I liked it. I liked that collaboration. This one, I'm okay with, because it has a more of a country twang to it. As a matter of fact, this whole album has a country twang.
This whole album is a country album.
It's classified as rock and more country rock.
Country rock,
I would say. Like when he started out doing this, it was more rock, but see, when you're younger, you could do those things. But I guess when you get older, you've got to slow it down a bit. So country seems to be the right realm to go in.
Yeah.
Which, sadly, I don't like a lot of country stuff anymore than I used to. There are some artists that I can still listen to with like enjoyment, like Zac Brown Band. I really like their stuff.
Who they were on this album, too.
They were on this one. This one, that was actually a really good track, Bad Moon Rising. But even like the two originals, Mystic Highway, or the two new ones, Mystic Highway and Train of Fools, it sounds like I've heard them somewhere. Like, there's, like... Train of Fools sounds like Wanted Dead or Alive at the start. It sounds like it's going to turn into that kind of song. And then Mystic Highway, it just sounds like something I've heard before on the radio. It's not really new in my sense. So, why he put those two songs on there, I don't know.
Phyllis?
But I... What?
Phyllis?
This? What?
They used them as fillers.
Fillers, okay. I don't want them as fillers. If you put new stuff on there, that should be your main single. I think it is his main single, actually. Hold on.
Mystic Highway was number 4, and Train of Fools was number 9. For those watching the stream, I actually picked this up. Where is it? There it is. I picked this up from the bargain bin. It's been out for a week, and already they have it in the bargain bin.
Already in the bargain bin. They already know. It's like, it's a collection of his songs.
It's not doing well out here at all.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he can do new music and do it well, but I don't want to hear him, like, try to do his old hits. If I want to hear him do his old hits, I'll go to his concert and listen to it. I don't want to hear it on an album. I really don't want to hear go ahead.
Oh.
Sorry.
I was going to say something because you were rambling, but the album does come with a nice book, and I don't know if this comes with it if this is the iTunes LP or not, or if it comes with one. But this book is actually a pretty good read. It goes through track by track and tells a story, like a little brief story on the song.
See, that I'm fine with. But I think that's more something that, like, if you're going to make a greatest hits or collection album, that's you should put it there. But if you're going to... But I don't want to hear, like, a re-recording of it. That's... There was a reason those songs in the past had such, like, gem quality to it. It was because of that recording. If you've already got something that sounds perfect, I don't... Oh, and I went dark again.
You went racist, Cam. Stop turning on your racist, Cam.
Sorry. Sorry, people. I'm not trying to be racist. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't... If you've got something that's already perfect, don't, like, tamper with it. Because you've already got something that's really good. Now, if you're going to, like, remix something, that's a whole nother story. But none of these are remixes, obviously. These are all the same
God,
song.
Could you imagine it? No.
I don't know. I might want to hear the first song remixed. That might be interesting. That might sound interesting. I don't like this. Like how this came about. Now did I? I'll admit, when I heard a few of these songs, like especially the first track, I rocked out because it sounded good. It sounded really good, and it's got an artist on there that can really rock it out. But then there's someone here that I just make me wonder, like, why did you do that? Like, and I'm not really a big fan of Miranda Lambert. So when I heard that one, I was just like, I kind of want to skip this one.
All right, so reading Train of Fools real quick, it doesn't really make much sense. Don't we read it on the air?
Go ahead.
It's only two paragraphs. Well, what can I say? ? Okay, I didn't really have to say that. Every now and then, I get an idea that's not gonna be pleasant, but it makes a cool song. This song and its story are quite recent. I was in my music room, kind of banging around on the guitar, and from nowhere, the phrase "Train of Fools" passed through my mind. It was a legend.
From out of nowhere?
From out of nowhere. Train to nowhere. That's probably where this...
I don't think that came out of nowhere, because I can tell you where it came from.
Alright.
You want to know where it came from? It came from this. Train of Fools.
Do you think it did?
It didn't have that exact feel to it, but that's what I thought when I looked at this album, or this song. I didn't think of his full. I heard Cha-Cha-Chain. That's what I heard when I read that track.
I haven't heard that song in a long time. Jeez, there's a throwback Thursday for you.
So, I put it out of nowhere. Bull crap.
I didn't quite know how this writing thing works. Okay, whatever. What?
So I covered everything.
Wait a sec. No, stop the presses. Even though he doesn't know how to write. He doesn't know how this writing thing works. What?
What? Oh, okay, hold on. So I'm guessing because he doesn't know how the writing thing works, he decided he's just going to do a whole cover album of all his old tracks.
Exactly. There you go. That's
what you're doing?
That's how it works.
I'm going to go on another rant. Enjoy, folks. Dale's going to enjoy this a lot, I think. All right. So there are some artists that do something that makes sense and actually kind of like, it is enjoyable. It's not one of their main things, but it's still like, you know, it's like a highlight. Like, oh, this actually will sound good. For example, when Reba McEntire did her duets album with like Kelly Clarkson and a few other singers, True, that song Because of You was done before by Kelly Clarkson herself. That new rendition, the country version of that song, actually sounded, in my opinion, better. And I went racist again. Damn it. And they knew I was going on a rant.
Racist rant.
It sounded better. I wasn't going any racist and anywhere near racist. but it sounded better because I thought it had a little more emotion to it. And not only that, Kelly Clarkson is this huge fan of Reba. So, and Reba really likes Kelly, so they played off each other really well. And I just knocked something over. Brilliant. That's how mad I am now. And then there's, like, people... And then there's, like, Tony Bennett. Now, I know it's Tony Bennett. But I don't care. You know, he's got a good crooner voice. I enjoy his voice at times. When he does his duets album, or anything collaborative on his album, sure, they might be done before, but they're not all his. Some of them are original, but most of them he does because he knows, like, he has someone who can do a really good voice with it. And can do a really good arrangement to it. And then do something experimental and like that no one would do, but he'll do it. For example, he did a duet with Lady Gaga where the song The Lady is a Tramp. Holy crap, that was a good rendition.
That was amazing. For Lady Gaga, though, that was a surprise that she could actually do that and pull it off.
She can do it. She can sing that kind of stuff. And I want her to do a jazz album. I want her to do something like it because I want to see what else she can do. I don't really care for her pop stuff anymore. I know she's an instrumentalist. I don't and all that stuff. But we're on a different topic, actually. All right, so those two albums made sense. This one, though, does not.
Okay, because no. Okay, because this would make sense that these Mystic Highway and Train of Fools aren't his best songs because he doesn't know how this thing works. All he can do... No. All of the shots that I have seen of this album being made is him behind the producer's desk. Not of him actually singing or doing anything. It's all of him behind the producer's desk and singing occasionally.
If I was going to judge this album on production value, you know what? It's not bad. I'll give it him that. He's a good producer. But people aren't going to buy this song or this album for production value. They're going to buy it because they know the singer. They're fans of the singer. And, you know, to be honest, I think some of them would pretty much be let down. Like, because when you see a new album from someone... You really expect to hear something new.
And someone from a rich historical background, like this guy's been around the block a few times.
And right. And don't tell me that he didn't have any creative ideas with any of these people. I mean, holy crap! You do something with the Foo Fighters. Hello, they're a rock band. They pretty much write all their stuff. Don't tell me you don't have an idea of a song to do with them. Even a rapper and a country singer can come together and do a song and do a really good rendition of that song. Nelly did it with Tim McGraw. LL Cool J did it with Brad Paisley. I'm pretty sure there's some other
one. Major Lazer did it with Bruno Mars. Like, hello?
Bruno Mars isn't country, though.
Oh, but whatever. Same principle.
I see.
Shut up. No, no,
wait, 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 wait. You said that was actually a good production. No, okay, never mind. Hey. So, all right. But I want to see, like, if you're gonna collaborate with people like this, like, it's fine if they do this stuff live with you. It's actually fun and has some fun with it. But you can't tell me that you spent all this time in a recording studio, and spent all that money to be in a recording studio, even to just do covers of something that sounds pretty much the same as what you've done before.
So now we're moving in from this being a cover album for this being a recover album with a few originals. Not a few originals. Those are originals. Train of Thought and Mr. Highway's are originals, right?
Two.
They are.
Two originals.
Two originals.
Or two new.
Sorry.
Two new songs, not original. Well, they are original, but they're two new songs.
Yeah, that's the point. So we're now going into a recover of him actually having the original song and having these guys actually come in and redo it. I think that's where we're going with this album.
Add on to it. Which, like I said, if you do it live, it's fun. If you record it, you're pretty much wasting your time. Now doing it with your children, however, on Lodi, I'm fine with that. I'm fine doing a family thing and doing it. But, I mean, you have many people in here that have all this talent. And have, like, you could possibly have a lot of ideas, and all you're doing is a cover. I want to see what you can do with them, what kind of music you can make. So I want to challenge you, John.
If you're
even
listening,
I don't
which...
think you're going to listen. I'm sure some of his fans are listening, of course. I want to challenge you. If you're going to do another thing like this again, I want it to be, like, pretty much all new stuff. You can have a cover in there. That's fine. I don't want your whole album being a cover, though.
You can have other people on the album. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no. Have other people on the album. But do something with them. Not just say, oh, let's just cover this. Let's do Almost Saturday Night. Let's do that. No.
Let's do something new. Let's do Who'll Stop the Rain with Bob Seger. Bob Seger, underused in that song. Underused. Like, Bob Seger is a talented musician in and of himself, and he was underused.
You know what I'm going to do?
Okay.
You know how I bump up my rating for Daft Punk?
You're bumping down your rating. I'm bumping down my rating, too.
And I'm going a whole point. I'm not going half a point or quarter of a point. I'm going a whole point down.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, I'll give you the rating in just a second. Now, is this the worst album we've done? No.
No.
The quality of it's good and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, I'm really disappointed on how this came about. So, I'm not a fan of the guy. I've heard his stuff. Obviously, I know the songs because I've heard him. I've heard Fortunate Son and Forrest Gump, like, I don't know how many times. Because I've watched that movie, like, so many times as a kid. Have you ever seen The Rain? I've heard a lot. Proud Mary, I've heard on Dancing with the Stars. I've heard these versions, like, plenty of times in both media, in both, they're staple songs, but I don't want to hear it exactly the same again when you've already done it. So, my final rating for this album.
I didn't really get through the Train of Fools storyline, but we'll save that for another time.
Oh, we got through enough of it.
Something like Elvis from Vegas, kind of obvious bit. Oh, forget this. That is not even a sentence, John Fogerty. Go back to school.
You can't write songs. You can't write grammar.
Do you even English? You don't even English.
Do you even English? English?
English.
Okay. Final rating for this album. Had a promising start. I had a feeling something was going to go bad with it. And it turns out it happened. 2 familiar sounds out of 5. It has nothing to do with any of the songs on it. It's just... Actually, you know, it does have to do with all the songs on it because...
They're all familiar.
With the exception of all 12 cover songs, the 2 other songs on here sound exactly like some other song I've heard somewhere else. So, 2 out of 5. What is your rating?
Even though we say that Future Son... Okay, final Dale rant on this thing. Even though we say that Future Son is a good song, and it is a fantastic song, even though when I jumped out of my chair when I heard John Fogerty kick in, that sounds like the original. Like, it's a fantastic song, and yes, we can rock out to it, but if we put on the original, we'd rock out to that, too.
Yeah.
So...
And you sound better in it.
What, the original?
No offense. No offense to John Fogerty, but you sound a whole lot better in the original version than you do now.
That's what I thought. So. I thought, oh my god, what is this? Is this Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds all up in this grill? Like, are we...
No, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but I had the
it's
same...
not that bad.
I had the same thought of... Oh, old artist trying to do new things and not really succeeding. Justin Timberlake, even though Justin Timberlake sounds the same, he was trying to do new things with
his
old stuff.
His, sadly, was a success. But a success that just came about because he hadn't had an album in so long. People were like, Justin!
Give us an album. Give us an 80-minute, movie-length album. Alrighty, not quite that. We're not quite that desperate.
But yeah, compared to the other album we just talked about, this album is nowhere near. Nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that. And it took a long time to come up though. Alright, 2 out of 5. What is your rating for
I'm doing a 2 out of 5 as well.
We agree. We have a mutual agreement.
Except
there.
I gave it 2.5 Future Sons. Because he had 2 of his sons on the album. Anyway.
And the Future Sons came out of Future Sex Love Sounds. He listened to Justin. No, okay.
Sex and Love and Magic. Remember that song? I do.
Yeah, no. Alright. Now, let's go on from... I'm hoping this band was a lot better than the last one.
Okay, we're going to do this...
I'm guessing...
We're going to do this real quick, alright?
Okay.
Because we're running a bit behind. We'll do this real quick, alright? Queens of Stone Age, like a clockwork. Alright, we're done. Moving on. Where you can find the... No, I'm joking. No, it was really bad. Alright. Any album that sends you to sleep at 8 o'clock in the evening is bad.
Well, if you're on my schedule, it's actually not that bad. but for you, yeah, that is bad.
It is kind of bad.
Continue?
No. Keep going. That's it. It's just...
Keep going.
Whatever. Alright, so we go from... I listened to this album. I woke up and listened to it. I tried to re-listen to it because I don't remember half of it. We have one rockin' lead-in track. It was actually pretty perfect. And then we go from that to a slow dance track straight away. And we kind of...
Stand by the ocean.
Oh.
No, that's not it. My bad.
We go...
I didn't listen to this one. Sorry.
That's alright. That's why this will be quick. So we go from... fast to slow to fast to slow to fast to slow to fast to slow to fast to slow. How many tracks are on here? 10. Because that would make sense.
It's a generic number.
Yeah. There you go. It's a generic number as well. So, and the last track, the title track, what was that song? It was 5 minutes of nothing. There was nothing on that track that grabbed me. Nothing at all. And kind of left on a cliffhanger, which is okay. I'm okay with an album's leaving on a cliffhanger and not actually, tying things up. So, I'm fine with that. It's just... I don't know what it was. I don't know what I was expecting either.
It's more like you're tiny. But what are you tiny? What are you tiny?
What?
Like, is that what you're saying? Like, it's like you love like how it's a cliff. This one's like a cliffhanger and stuff. But you're kind of asking, okay, but what is this tying up?
What? Yeah. Why did you leave it on a cliffhanger? Like, what? What made you leave it on a cliffhanger? There was nothing in the album that, there was nothing in the album that grabbed me. Unfortunately, I'm still gonna pass it, however, because if you take the songs apart from the final track, because the last track was just shit. Let's just say that it's just shit. There's no other word for it. It was just crap. But I'm still passing the album because you take the songs individually, they're actually pretty good songs. The faster tempo ones are better than the slower ones, but the slower ones are okay too. So it was just it was just average. It just flew across as average. That's pretty much about it.
So you said you're passing it, yes. But how much are you passing it?
I'm passing it. I'm literally giving it 2.5.
Oh, so you're like right at the threshold.
Right at the threshold.
Okay, wow.
2.5.
We've also...
2.5 clockworks, because there's... I looked through the track list, and I'm like, okay, what clever joke can I make from this this album listing? Actually, I'm going to pull it up and see if I can do this live. So, I ran with 2.5 clockworks. Let's see. No, we're not doing that album. We're doing that next week. Alright, 2.5, keep your eyes peeled. Not really. 2.5, I sat by the ocean. 2.5, the vampire, not even spoke correctly, of time and memory. Not really. 2, if I had a tail. Not really. 2, collapsia. Yeah, I suppose. Oh no, I could do this one. I'm doing this one. 2.5, fair weather friends. There you go. That's what I'm
doing. 2 fair weather friends. Okay, that works.
That works.
Well, then. That went quicker than I thought.
No, I told you it'd be quick.
Yes, it's quick, but it's still, I think it kind of went over an hour still. But yeah, so that was our super review.
Super reviews. And Jake didn't actually listen to Queens of Stone Age, did you?
No, I didn't. I will try to listen to this next one because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be laughing at how you're going to review this. Because next week, the preview of next week, we're going back to the 2-album format. We might do the 3rd if our guest decides to show up this week. Or next week. Hopefully. If you're listening, dude, I hope you're here next week. Really.
Yeah, we missed you this week.
We missed you. I missed you distracting me, man.
I listened to your heavy rock album for nothing.
I might actually listen to that album now. But yeah, so next week I'm reviewing Jimmy World's new album, Damage.
I'm looking forward to that one, by the way. That one will be interesting.
Oh, are you? Are you? I'm looking forward. Oh, damn it, I went racist again. Stop going racist on me, Skype. Stop going racist on me.
Alright, and I'm reviewing... Oh, here we go. Black Sabbath, everyone. Hold on to your butt.
He's reviewing our album. Sharon! Who the hell is this Aussie? Who the hell is reviewing... this album!
Oh, it's his Australian. He's reviewing it, you know?
I don't know how to do Sharon.
I don't know what that accent was. I kind of like it.
I don't know how to do Sharon. That's bad.
Can you do Jessica Simpson, though? Because they did a song.
Ugh. No, thanks. I will let you know, though. This is actually a side note on actually relating to Sharon. Sharon, if for those of you who are fans of The X Factor in the UK, Sharon Osbourne is returning to the judging panel on The X Factor UK. Yes, she's joining... Gary, Louis, and Nicole on the panel. Talisa's not there. I'm sad because I like Talisa. But she's returning, so stay tuned for the X Factor in the UK. And also stay tuned for the X Factor in the US. Whoa. I'm actually going to... like drop something here, and I'm gonna not a baby. I'm gonna drop.
You're
something
gonna drop
here
a child, quick, like you do.
I'm gonna drop a. Oh, it's a baby. Holy crap, that thing's ugly. Anyways, I'm kidding. I'm never gonna get ugly. What was I saying? Okay, here we go. I want to do something, and it's related to podcasting, but I kind of thought about doing this, either like a podcast or a vlog thing. I really want to do something involving the X Factor and American Idol next year, because I really want to get back into like watching that stuff a little more.
Ooh, we can talk and, like, off air if you like about that.
And do ooh, I actually have an idea. Maybe.
No, I have an idea
I'll talk
too.
I'll talk to you about it later, but I'm going to pause it right now for that. But I will expect something later from me, at least me. And, yeah, so, just about
as
this relating
as
to
as I eat
stuff.
Candy on the show. Sorry, it's in
you
reach.
Know, I'm not going to worry about, like, the pre-orders this week and stuff, because...
No, we have to talk about this. I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus' new song.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no. Somewhere in the same vein, Selena Gomez's new album.
Is that out, or is it coming out?
No, it's coming out July 23rd.
It's going in the show notes.
Oh, God, no.
I'll do it if you like.
Please. Okay, you review that. I'm reviewing Emblem 3's new album that's coming out. One of the groups from the US X Factor, July 30th, their new album, Nothing to Lose. I really want to know how this goes because they kind of sucked at the end of the X Factor season. But I think they can come around if they do their own stuff.
Yeah, we can do that August 1st week.
They did! Sunset Boulevard, thank you! Okay, that was the song they auditioned with and I really liked, so the fact that it's on this album is good!
Do they do that good these song. Days? Do they re-record the audition song? They don't, do they?
Yes. Chris Renee did it with Young Homie, and that was a genius song, by the way, too. But yeah, so Emblem 3 is coming out, Nothing to Lose. What else we got?
What was that one that was... I'll let you put that in the window.
So, Emblem 3.
Emblem 3.
It's July 30th, though.
Yeah, we can do it August 1st.
That's all the one. That's all I really see on this one. That's it.
Yeah, Stars Dance by Selena Gomez. Oh, Jesus.
Not really. That's all I got. Oh, Harry Connick Jr. Harry Connick Jr. has a new album coming out. June 11th. That is next week!
You don't have an album next week. Oh no, you do. It's the week after.
Meet World. I'll do them the next week. How about that?
There you go.
We'll do Harry Connick the week after. Ooh. All right, but that's gonna do it, folks.
That is gonna do it
Super
for the show.
Episode and screw you, Google, for signing me out of the doc. Every Thursday night around 4 p.m. Mountain Time, the only time zone that matters, over at tiny.cc/live. I'm pretty sure that's gonna be changing the next. Not the next episode, but the one after it.
Yep.
We're going to Squarespace, I believe. Is that correct?
We are going to Squarespace.
Squarespace! Doing my jury impression. So tiny.cc/RCLive is the current one. We'll have a new one soon. Dale has all the information on that coming in the future, I believe.
I think it's already in the doc.
It's already in the doc? Well, you can tell us that when it's coming to that. Now, if you like getting in touch with the show, Dale, how can they get in touch with the show?
You can visit the blog, the current blog, at roughcutspodcast.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can email the show at roughcutspodcast@gmail.com. Remember, we spell roughcuts like unusual people.
R-U-F-F.
R-U-F-F-C-U-T-S-P-O-D-C-A-S-T. You can watch a video version of this show, because we're waving. over at YouTube at youtube.com/user/chefwonderdc, and we're on the ironing tunes.
Ironing tunes. We're on the ironing tunes where we make wrinkles out of podcasts. We unwrinkle them. You can find Dale where?
You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/TheDaleCampbell.
And you can find me, DJ Wesley, at twitter.com/DJ Wesley. You can also find me on YouTube at youtube.com/user/Kavo350 for all my parody stuff. If you are subscribed to it right now, you might have noticed I got my first machinima! And my first WoW music video this week.
Nice.
If you, one of the songs, BG Master, which I had a fan write and then send to me, and I edited it a bit. And he also did the machinima for it. So, thank you to you. That was amazing. And I liked it. It was really nice. So check it out there. And I think that is going to do it.
That is going to do it. Any final words of wisdom?
Shitting babies.
Stop getting your funk in my electronics. Alright. That's going to do it. I don't know where to take that comment. I think I'm just going to do this.
I say just play. Just drop this tape in. There we go. Tune in next week where Dale Campbell reviews Black Sabbath.